Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Technically, yes, but today reminds me of the first round of the draft night, where I'm going to feel like by tonight that it was Friday. And then tomorrow I'll wake up and be like, oh, but I have two more days of work this week? Wasn't that the end? Wasn't the schedule, wasn't the draft the end? Wasn't the schedule the end? No. The schedule's in the middle, as it turns out, of the week.
Yeah, it's the hump.
It's the hump. So, pretty typical day, I think. The last couple of years, it's been like this, where you get a lot. The other years, I think maybe they were more protective, except like maybe a New York writer would leak the entire Jets schedule, and I think that's happened today. Giants, too, where a few teams are all in already. I wonder what their people think.
Yeah.
But it's out there. We've got about half the schedule. There's a Bills schedule making the rounds. A few people have shared it. And I see no discrepancies.
Right.
Among them. But there's like what you know and then what you think it's safe to say that you know. And then there's like that, which I'm not really going to directly refer to that.
Right, I'm not prepared to go all the way on that yet.
But I need NFL nerds' consent.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that counts as official. And he's had a couple of changes he's made today. Like, one of his Chiefs games was the wrong, not his, but he's just aggregating. There were a couple of games that had to be changed.
I feel like there was a Vikings-Lions-Packers mix-up somewhere that it was, whatever. But yeah, there. It feels like, as you know, this has evolved. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Maybe more people have found ways to credibly gather the information. Doesn't mean it's going to be ironclad and bulletproof or anything like that. But it feels more. There's more authority behind the leaks, I feel like, than there was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's probably pretty well coordinated right now. You know, they'll want you to watch tonight, and if you're excited for the season, you'll watch tonight. But really, today is when we get to play.
I have never one time
sat down
and watched that show.
No.
I do. I like what we usually, it feels like we get done and we've had, okay, I think we got it. This is it. And I don't know, correct me if I'm mistaken. I feel like last year we had it, but there was one little thing that was different.
Maybe.
From what we left. We left the air, and then an hour later, you know, you get the email and the Twitter. It's everywhere, kind of all at once. And I was like, oh, I thought we had this, that. Okay, well, you know, whatever. But still, 16 out of 17, pretty good hit rate when you don't have it, you know, official yourself or anything.
It sounds right. That sounds right. So what do we think we know? Week one, Baltimore at Bills, Sunday night football. Bulldog, it had to be Baltimore. You know, I'm wrong a lot on these guesses.
That's what you would say. I thought the Bengals raided.
Okay.
I didn't think it had to be Baltimore, but they outrank Cincinnati. I thought maybe the best reason. Best reason, like, because it's an authority. Your opinion is such an authority. It's too good for opening weekend. I thought maybe that would work here, and that sort of steered me towards Cincinnati. I thought that could make more sense, but fine. It is a marquee matchup, no kidding.
Narratives. You've got a playoff rematch. You've got the last two MVPs, and both votes were in their own way a little bit controversial. I mean, especially last year. Because Jackson was the first team all pro, and like that guy never loses. The first team all pro never loses.
There was a good case both years that the other guy should have won.
Yes, right. And even though like the Jackson win was more one sided, almost unanimous, still, like, I agree. It was a good debate both times. And so you've got them both on the same field off of that really good game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. So, you know, for Baltimore, it's like, they opened last year at night at Arrowhead. tough draw, and that's the case here again for them and for the Bills, you know, mostly likewise. I feel like the spread will be less than 3. I don't know who's favored, maybe even Baltimore. They were in the playoff game, I think, by 1. So, you know, great start to the season. That's, I think, you can book that. I think you can book maybe all of this. Week 2 at the Jets. First road game, 1 o'clock. Jets schedule is fully leaked. That will not be their home opener. They open at home against Pittsburgh, okay, which could be Rodgers.
Right.
It's not Rodgers in Green Bay, but it could be Rodgers and the Jets at MetLife in week 1. And then the Bills go there in week 2. The Jet games are going to be weeks 2 and 18. So it did happen. The Jets here is the finale. We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
First home game ever at the stadium was a Jet game, and right, here's the last one.
And I like it if all of this is right. I don't mean to jump around on you here, but if Philadelphia, do we know that?
17?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. So home both weeks. So if you've got concern about what's locked up and what's not, you know, final game at the stadium and it's Mike White time, like, oh, what are we doing here? At least you've got some buffer. Like, it's not the final game, but you're home the last 2 weeks. So, you know, it's not, again, the finale, but you're home and you'll get, you know, probably the show in week 17, I would think.
Philadelphia, for what it's worth, like the NFC East schedules are really tough. NFC East, AFC West, and the first place team. So the Eagles have Detroit. They have the NFC North too. So, and the Rams, like, they have a tough schedule. But for them to have to end the season, Washington, Buffalo, Washington, wow. Like, I don't like when they do that. 2 games in 3 weeks.
No, me either.
But that's what it looks like for the Eagles. So their Bills game here on December 28th, not on Christmas, or I think even on Saturday, it looks like 4:25 Sunday,
right,
will be off of their Saturday game against Washington, so they'll have an extra day, and then they get Washington again. I just feel like you're wasting. One reason why I don't like the Eagle game for the Bills that late either, because, you know, there are a lot of teams, a lot of good teams, a lot of considerations, but you might be taking 2 top teams, 2 Final Four teams, Super Bowl winner, and relegating it to a game where it doesn't really matter necessarily. Like, there's no chance. The Eagles are going to play the Chiefs in week 2. There's, of course, no discussion to be had about the importance of the game. Like, it's week 2.
Right.
Week 17, you could end up sort of canceling it. Week 3, Miami at Bills Thursday night. So your first 2 home games are night games. Get used to that, right? I think if the unofficial schedule is correct, the Bills, out of 9 home games, will play no more than 3 at 1 o'clock. And it's only 2 for now. The last one would be that Jet game in Week 18 that might end up at 1 o'clock. I mean, it often does. But that would be the most, unless they're bad or something and they get flexed out of these games. But only New Orleans and Tampa appear to be destined to be 1 o'clock kickoffs. Everything else is, well, of the big 4, as we were talking about the schedule, those big 4 home games, Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, only the Ravens game in week 1 is a night game. And the other 3 are all 4:25 games. You know, still a good slot.
And they are reasonably spaced out in the schedule.
That's good.
Right? Like last year we had, and even the year before, there were Philly and the Chiefs were back-to-back 2 years ago. Last year you had the Chiefs and the Niners, I think, and the Rams all kind of close together. Not that the Rams were necessarily on par with those other two, but still close enough, contending, division-winning type team. This you've got week 1, and then week 9, and then week 14 for the Bengals, if this is right,
yep,
and then week 17 for the Eagles. So it's, you know, like every week, once a month, you're going to play one of those big monster teams.
Pretty much, yep. And that, I think, was good.
That is good. I don't love, if it's right, and I don't know how we're feeling about weeks 4 and 5 at this point, but if it's right that they're home for New Orleans in week 4 and then home for the Patriots on Sunday night in week 5, I mean, I've got 4 of my first 5 games at home.
And three at night.
And three at night. I mean, I'm not as worried about the three at night, but four out of the first five at home is pretty heavy. And, of course, the price to pay for that comes later on when you play four out of five on the road.
Well, it's four if the rumors are true. Four of the first five at night and the last two. So that's six of your nine home games are in the first 5 weeks, and then the last 2 weeks, that leaves weeks 6 to 16, 11 weeks, where you would just have three home games. And that is Kansas City, Tampa, probably, and Cincinnati. Yeah, it's interesting that the rumor is the week 5 game against New England here is a Sunday night game. And I'm surprised that that rated so highly to get a Sunday night. It's not just a linear, always the very best teams only on Sunday night football, but that's a pretty good get for the Patriots. A Sunday night game with the Bills.
Yeah, you like that for some kind of a showcase, right? Like a Monday or maybe even a Thursday. I don't know if you ever said Thursday, but
same thing.
You know, Diggs, that angle. The Patriots, I think, are going to be the second best team in the division. And I guess, you know, you get them early enough. Maybe for some, you know, the networks, from the network standpoint, early enough that, you know, if it doesn't go well for New England, you know, maybe it's not derailed by week five. You know, like maybe they come in 2-2 or something, and it's, you know, they're live at that point.
Well, they have Vegas week one at home at the Dolphins. Week four is Carolina at home, so they maybe could or should be 2-2 or better. Then they have New Orleans in week six. If you're playing a Sunday night game in week five, this is really thinking more about the Patriots and what kind of season they might have. It's not being flexed out. They're not flexing out a game in week five.
No, that doesn't start that early.
If that's in week 13 and the Patriots are 4-8 or something, then maybe that game gets moved, but not this way. Chiefs in week nine, 4:25, Nance and Romo yet again.
Right.
The Chiefs will be coming off a short week. They'll play Monday night against Washington the week before. So you get an extra day.
Are you sure about that? I thought I'd seen reference to them having a bye before they come to see the Bills.
That was one of the games that got changed.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Good catch.
So week eight right now is Monday night, Washington at Kansas City. That's big. And then they come here. Kansas City will be hard to miss.
Happy holidays.
Friday night, week one. Sunday night, week three. Monday night, week five. Sunday night, week six. Monday night, week eight. Bills, week nine. Look at this. This is one of the new games that just came in. Baltimore, Kansas City, week four. The Chiefs start Friday night, Chargers. Eagles at home. Sunday night at the Giants. 4:25 Sunday, Ravens. Monday night at Jacksonville, Sunday night the Lions, week seven, I don't know, week eight, Monday night Washington, week nine Bills. Is it like only the good teams are playing each other this year? The poor Giants. Right. The Giants got roped into something here.
Did you see the front end of the Giants schedule?
The whole thing, but yes.
The front end of it is just brutal.
Yeah, the Giants drew a short straw here with their schedule this year. But anyway, who cares about them?
But the Chiefs are everywhere. Nothing surprising about that. And you know the holidays. They've got Thanksgiving and they've got Christmas night.
Right. You said it. Thanksgiving at Dallas. That 4:25 Thanksgiving game at Dallas. That'll be cool. If we're not completely exhausted by them at that time. Houston a Sunday night the next week. At home, and then Denver on Christmas night.
It sounds like all of their games are standalones.
it's almost the Bills plus. Like it's six night games, 4:25s, all by week nine with the Eagles, Ravens, and Bills. That's crazy. Friday night, Thursday night. No, they don't have a Thursday night. They have Thanksgiving, or they have Christmas. That's their Thursday. They'll play on almost every day of the week. As many as there are, they will hit. Bills at Texans, Thursday night, week 12. So, and that has been, that's not official from the Bills, but that's one that seems like it's locked in. And that means two Thursday night games for the Bills. One home, one away.
That was one of the first things I saw this morning, was that some, I don't remember the name of the reporter, like hearing two Thursday night games for the Bills. So
that would be me.
I'm inclined to buy that.
Oh yeah. But you know, that's the most. That's not the coach's favorite. I mean, that's not
no.
team's favorite thing. It's Thursday night.
Right. And neither of them are built around time off.
That's right.
Like there's no, you know, there's no lag time on either end. You're playing after the first one, you're playing 1 o'clock the following Sunday. So, I mean, you get the whatever. You get the extra Friday, Saturday there. But there's not, you know, you're not playing on the following Monday, or you don't have a bye in there or anything. The bye is week 7, at least. I don't know if, the, you know, again, not official.
Not official.
But working off of what we're looking at here. And then,
I like that.
Then the other one is same thing. Like you're coming off a Sunday game. You got the short week, and then you're back at it the following Sunday on the road, no less.
Well, what are we going to have here with this one? Like, is the number of night games going to upset people?
I don't know. Maybe if people are getting sort of tired of it.
There's a crowd, you know, that doesn't like it.
If the novelty of, you know, show me some respect. When is Al Michaels ever going to come back to the stadium? Like all the sorts of things we talked about during the drought. And as the Bills were sort of climbing to, you know, contention and relevancy again, we were sort of craving that affirmation. You know, like, look, we're good. They know it. Okay, here you are. I would understand if some fans are getting somewhat fatigued by that. I like the regularity of a schedule that is more of the same time and day of the week myself. But it's not like it really puts me out or anything. it's fine. So I don't know. I think to complain about too many night games is to complain about your team being too good, almost. It's almost synonymous with that. Unless you're the Giants and you get night games for Chicago, you get night games whether you're good or not, just because you're Chicago or New York or L.A. even.
Here you got to earn it.
But I think here you got to earn it, and the Bills have earned it, and I still think my default setting is to appreciate the respect it shows, rather than be frustrated by the irregularity of the schedule.
I think it all for me would come down to if I were going out there, you know, and had to work in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? Like those are tough. Depends on people will tell you too. It depends on whether they win. The next morning is not as bad if
right.
they've won, but that's a 8:20 kickoff. When are you out of there? 1?
Yeah, I mean, I would close to that. Yeah,
you'll do well.
Yeah.
You know, midnight or something, you'll do well.
Yeah.
But 12:30, whatever it is, like that's a tough one.
It's a long day.
School night. Or is that Labor Day? When is Labor Day, Bulldog? September 1st or September 8th?
It's the week before. Yeah, they have.
It's not like Election
they
Day?
They have stayed away from Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I guess so.
For many years now.
It's college week 0.
Yeah. If you go back to like when I first started doing this, like August 31st, I remember a Bills-Vikings opener. Bruce Smith ended a holdout and showed up and played. And that was August 31st, 1 o'clock Sunday, August 31st. And other years it's been that, but it's been a long time to me. I don't know when they started avoiding it, but I feel like they have avoided Labor Day for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Pittsburgh and Cleveland both late. They're not going to Europe, the Bills. Late November, December for those two road games.
That kind of buffers, again, if this is all right, the 4 out of 5, that pocket there that begins with that Houston Thursday night game, at least it's not your toughest game. I mean, Houston should be pretty good anyway. You lost there last year. I don't know what Pittsburgh will be, but at New England, at Cleveland, you know, it buffers the 4 out of 5 on the road that it's not really tough opponents. But their road schedule, frankly, isn't that hard anyway. Like, Houston might be the toughest road opponent they have.
It's the farthest. We know that.
Or Atlanta, maybe. I don't know. Like, who's the toughest road game?
We didn't mention Atlanta. Rumor, week 6, Monday night in Atlanta. So this is very similar to last year. Last year they had 4 of their first 6 games were night games. 2, 3, 4, and 6. This year it looks like 1, 3, 5, and 6. And then just one more. So the night game thing, 4:25 is not a night game. It can feel like it. But The night game point really is about the first chunk of the season, and the only night game scheduled, we think, after week six is the Texans on Thursday of week 12. No holidays. So it could have been,
yep.
I would say, worse.
There is always the possibility that they could get flexed. Like if the Bengals are good, although that being scheduled already as a doubleheader, 425 window makes it unlikely. But maybe New England the following week. Like if New England's in any kind of a wild card spot or racing for a wild card spot.
Or first place.
Gotta allow for that. Then maybe that's a flex candidate. That's week 15, if this is correct again.
Yeah. Both games of a series at night, I don't know, but, you know, logically, yes.
Yeah, obviously depends on what's in that slot originally for the night
that too.
Game. And, you know, if that deteriorates and looks lousy and this looks good, then that's how you get that result.
Yeah. I don't know if they've ever put two games from the same two teams in the same year on Sunday night, but maybe. It's logical. Like that.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know that wouldn't be allowed, but that's a long ways off. All right. What do we think? 803-0550. The schedule is not quite out, but a lot of it is. I haven't sat with sort of the primetime schedules yet, which I love to do. And sadly, I've lost my must immediately memorize week 17 matchups feeling because I can't play underdog in New York State.
Ah.
And that's where you want to know bye weeks and the week 17 slate. Bills and Eagles, though, for those inclined, talking about like fantasy tournaments and how it all comes down to that week 17, Bills and Eagles is beautiful. I mean, that totals, if it's not wrecked by weather, another reason not to want that game so late. If it's not ruined by weather, that's a total in the 50s, I bet. How do you like having so long before the Eagles? That was definitely a game to look forward to. We'll see if they start the season as like the champs and the expectations of, you know, greatness for Philadelphia, right? They're not going to be looked at as lesser than last year, really.
No.
By week 17, it's a whole different.
Right.
Think of the Eagles the year before when they beat the Bills in Philadelphia.
Like their last good day was against the Bills.
Was that for 11-0 maybe or something? Or some 11-1 maybe? I think 11-1. Kansas City was maybe 11-0 last year when they came here and lost. Philadelphia, I think, got to 11-1, pretty sure, with that win. And then they just almost lost out.
Right. And got rolled in the playoffs.
So right, in Tampa, right? So you never know that far off what teams are going to be. The Bengals have been a much better team later in the season than earlier. And yesterday, Sal was kind of talking like he was hearing Cincinnati for that first game.
Get them early, right?
And that seemed good, right? Yeah. Historically, recent years at least.
Yeah, Zach tweeted earlier, their December record over some period of time here, handful of seasons, is really, really strong, Cincinnati. So is the Bills. I mean, the Bills have been money.
Better.
December to the wire themselves, too.
Right. All right. We welcome your calls if you have a thought on the schedule, 803-0550, or questions about it. Not everybody is going to see what we're seeing necessarily, but we are eager to talk about it. We will have Marcus Mosher on, Locked On Cowboys. We'll talk about Keon Coleman with him. He had some things to say about Coleman recently. Also, Brian Koziol with the PGA Championship tomorrow. We'll sneak in some golf. I'll pick my guys for this week. It's my turn and our little game. And Sal will join us late in the show to, maybe we'll have the whole thing by then. Kind of hope so that we all don't have to be pins and needles on, you know, what if this is true?
And continuing to Sal. Say if this is right every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
or less.
We'd like to have more conviction. Right. So we put Sal toward the back today to, you know, with that in mind. 803-0550 for your calls. What do you like? What do you not like here? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
They'll have their chances to get tiebreakers, right? They go head-to-head against Kansas City and Baltimore and Houston. And, of course, we'll see what happens with the Bengals this year. It's all right there. They'll have the opportunity to claim it. They'll have to win games, not have the hiccups, right? A couple of years ago, they had some disappointing losses to marginal teams with bad quarterbacks. So hopefully it all can come together for the Bills, give them a great path to be the one seed, go all the way, and close out Highmark Stadium with maybe the AFC Championship game.
Best case scenario laid out by Joe Marino this morning on WGR. Yeah, the schedule does favor them. I don't know about the order. I haven't really dug into that yet. Like the rest advantages that Warren Sharp is big on and things like that. But those big opponents are all home games. You know, the Texans notwithstanding, but if you group those five teams, they're fifth easily.
Yeah. I don't know what this says about how my brain works. We've known who the Bills were playing home and away for months now, but for some reason it took me seeing it lined up like this for me to go, they don't really have any hard road games. Right? I knew that. I could have looked at all those logos on the Bills website and determined that objectively back in, you know, whatever, February. I never did. I've looked at it numerous times. I never thought that. Seeing it now, like, oh, well, you know, I don't know, none of these seem that tough.
I like, did I say this already? I like that the Atlanta game got prime time.
We've said everything already.
I think so. Yeah, I know. That's right. I like that the Atlanta game is in prime time. Sal asked me yesterday on his show, what's one that we don't talk about that you think maybe could be a night game? And that could be any game.
That was an easy one to get to, I think.
Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Atlanta's interesting. You hate them.
But I love Penix.
But you love Penix. It's complicated.
Yeah.
And that's a Monday night. I like Buffalo at Atlanta on a Monday night. Could be during the baseball playoffs, if anybody wanted to make the trip. Jeremy's talking about golf. How's he going to feel about October 26th for Carolina? It's probably fine.
I think that works out pretty well for that. I think if that's
the date,
that was it, right. If that ends up being when they go there, that's I think right on the edge of, you know, like, this is a good time to do that.
The toughest golf / Bills trip will be if it's week 16, as rumored, Cleveland.
Yeah,
that's going to be tough.
Yeah,
you're not going to play Firestone on Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd want to go all the way to Cleveland to play a simulator.
Yeah, best you can do, probably.
I don't think I would. That's not a trip I would make.
Do we know? Are you the man to ask? Do we know like which towns have the best simulators?
Oh,
are there destination simulators?
I have no idea. I think they're all the same.
They're all kind of the same.
I mean, the simulator machine itself is the same. You know, the accoutrements around the simulator, food and beverage and whatever,
the walls are
different in some places. Probably.
The tee box.
I'm sure of that, actually. There are places that are like full service restaurants and bars, and then there are places that are just simulators.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not the top golf guy. I've never been to Top Golf. I'm not against it. I've just never experienced it. I've never been traveling and thought like, ooh, let's go to Top Golf.
No.
No.
Monday night, week one. Is not Jacksonville at Las Vegas. Always was a long shot. Thought it was kind of a cool idea. Genty and Hunter debuting together. Not that they're really, they don't need to be linked. Just two very popular rookies. Instead, it's Minnesota at Chicago. You talk about getting a different sense of the schedule once you see it lined up. Minnesota at Chicago. We've talked about the Bears often. And they're, you know, what will their appeal be with a new coach and, you know, a lot of talent? And, you know, there's the thinking that they're actually going to be a good watch, the Bears. And then there's the thinking that they've never in their history been a good watch.
Right, so why is it going to happen now?
Why? I mean, are we sure?
Right.
And when it came out Minnesota at Chicago, I thought it was a downer. Monday night, week one. I wanted better.
Mm.
Minnesota at Chicago. I guess it holds up as a, it's a fine choice. Is Minnesota that?
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, because you don't know what J.J. McCarthy's really going to be. You know, like he has not played yet. So, I mean, that's and the Bears have been, you know, the Bears. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a big market in Chicago, and like both teams, there's interest to me as even a casual fan, and I'm way more than casual about football. I think J.J. McCarthy and the Bears themselves with the new coach and Williams going into his second year are very interesting. I'm just not sure about it as a matchup. Like, both teams independently are interesting. I just don't know if they're going to be any good. Like, part of the interest is this going to work? You know, I don't think there's anything bankable about either team right now. The most bankable thing you've got about the Vikings is that the coach is a witch, and so you have some kind. He made Sam Darnold into a borderline MVP candidate.
Yep.
So if J.J. McCarthy can walk and chew gum, you think they'll probably find their way. But it's not a known thing, and neither are the Bears. You're talking about a new coach and a lot of new guys up front. So that's a big TBD there, but they are interesting teams to me. Like they both could be pretty good, if not really good.
803-0550, the site NFL nerding on NFL, the guy who he's getting, I think, the most traction of anybody doing the work, has released the entire Bills schedule. So we might have it. It's just a question of whether or not you want to believe that site, but I think it's very safe to.
Does it match up with the thing we've been talking about? Okay.
Yes. Here's Nick with us. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Nick. Thanks for calling.
I'm just interested to know if you guys are looking at week one for the whole NFL, what your survivor pick would be.
Oh, my new best friend. I mean,
let's go.
Just call me at home next time. I have not done that yet, that lifting yet, but we can start.
Why not?
We can start. Who do you want to bet against? Are the Colorado Rockies in football? No. Who do we want to bet against? Who's the worst team in the league for you?
Honestly, I mean, week one that I'm looking at mock-wise is a little bit tough to honestly pick one for me. I'm a guy that was out week two last year, so not the guy to listen to, but
you want
probably pick.
You want to not pick the chalk, right, in Survivor. You want to not pick the one. Giants at Washington.
Yeah, that seems a little too easy. One. Yeah.
Maybe that's is that going to be like eight? Maybe?
Yeah, eight. If I pick it, though, it'll go against me, so don't pick whatever I pick.
Well,
Nick, you got a bad attitude.
In this case, I picked it, so maybe it's okay.
So I'll stay away from that. I'll stay away from it then.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. I love the question. Oh, why don't we just answer this question? I mean, what is the...
I have not said...
It's not the Bills game.
I have not looked at the entire week one schedule, so I'm a tough person to ask.
Bills-Ravens, nope. No. Miami at Indianapolis, nope.
No.
Vegas at New England,
nope. No.
Pittsburgh at the Jets.
No.
Jets might even be favored there.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Cleveland, you can't. Cincinnati's terrible early. On the road at Cleveland. 2 years ago, Cleveland beat them up in that game. So, no. Houston at the Rams?
No. I would lean Rams winning, so I would lean Texans there, but no.
Yeah, I think the Rams might be like on the next tier. They would be a consideration for me, that game. They might be a six-point favorite at home against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it's safe. Week one, you never know. Carolina at Jacksonville doesn't help us.
No. Wow, that's expansion brothers.
There's two teams you might want to go find and bet against, but they're playing each other. So Bryce Young against Travis Hunter. Bryce Young is not a rookie. Tennessee at Denver. Okay, that's a candidate.
Yeah. First start ever for Cam Ward in Denver. Yeah. That's maybe my favorite one so far.
Really? Okay.
Oh, aside from this, the Giants.
You'd be Giants 1, Tennessee 2, nobody 3, or even Houston 3 so far?
So far, yeah.
Kansas City at the Chargers? Not excited to do that.
In Brazil? Yeah, that could go either way to me.
Dallas at Philadelphia?
I don't want to. No, I wouldn't want to go near that.
That's the opening night.
I just don't know what is Dallas going to – I don't know what Dallas is going to be.
But they'll be about a touchdown underdog,
yeah,
I think. So that's going to be on par with a couple of these that we kind of like. Minnesota at Chicago on Monday night.
Nope.
Detroit at Green Bay, 425. Sorry to not go in chronological order. I'm going across the NFL nerd.
No, page. I wouldn't feel confident picking a winner or loser there.
Tampa at Atlanta.
Nope.
Arizona at New Orleans.
New Orleans should be pretty rank.
Arizona as a road team, though?
Yeah. Ugh.
Consideration.
Yeah. Behind the others that we've already mentioned.
What's the line? Arizona 3.5 at New Orleans?
That's got to be the ceiling, I think. 3.5.
That's as high as it would be?
I think
so. At New Orleans?
Yes.
I think New Orleans is going to be the favorite to finish with the league's worst record. And the last one is San Francisco at Seattle. I'm not sure I'd want to play that.
No.
All right.
The Giants feel like the safest pick to me. So if you want to try to stay ahead of everyone, because I would think, you know, it's going to be one of these deals where 86% of people in your pool pick that game. Find another one you like, you know, not as much as that, but whatever your second favorite is or third favorite, and maybe go there.
You want to take? Are you sitting down? Do you want to take?
Let me get up. Hang on. I'm going to get up. There. Now I'm sitting down.
That's confirmed, by the way, by the viewers.
Yes.
Who saw you do that. That wasn't just an act. Radio theater, my, you know what. I'm taking the points. I know it right now in that game. Put me down in the Friday picks, week one. Give me the Giants and the points. Here's the take. Giants, sneaky good roster. Competent, maybe, quarterback play. Veteran, competent, possibly quarterback play. Abdul Carter, like, they've got some stars on that team. Washington, who do you think you are, Washington? You got to back it up. We're just going to assume that the, quote, Washington Commanders are just, like, going to be a great team. I don't know. Week one, at home, pressure's on. That's a must-win game for them in their minds. For Washington.
I think that's right.
You gotta beat the Giants at home to have a season.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. I don't think Daniels was a fluke, but there's a little thing out there, Bulldog, you subscribe to called the sophomore jinx.
I do not subscribe to that.
Give me the points. I am off the Giants and Survivor, Nick. Wow. Don't put that on me.
Just like that.
I think it's maybe right that they'll be the most popular pick, and I am off it.
I would be stunned if they're not the most popular pick. Even sitting here months away
from May 14th.
Yep.
May 14th Survivor. Oh, week two after the break. Let's assume a win. There's a couple of week two games we don't have yet. I don't have yet.
Well, I'll try to find those during the break.
Yeah, but maybe they'll roll in. We'll go over the Bills schedule again when we come back. It's seemingly out there in full. 4 o'clock, Marcus Mosier. 4:30, Brian Koziol. Sal joins us late. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. We just discovered a fantasy league Bulldog would quit before the draft was over. I won't tell. Don't worry, you're not going to get him, but if there's a thing that can't happen for him to actually survive the draft. Anyway, secret.
Yeah, that kind of thing does not get a lot of runway with me. It's not. No. Don't bother me.
We barely got you to the finish line on that stream we did with you with Adam Krautwurst on the deep end.
I enjoyed that a lot, actually. The only thing that was weird about it is that I couldn't see anything.
Oh, well.
Because I was...
Sure.
I couldn't see. You had to, like, tell me what was happening.
Yeah.
As far as the grid goes.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bill's schedule not released officially. That won't be until, what is it, 8?
Yes.
But it looks like we've got it. There's a site called Nerding on NFL that I think everybody is using for their leaks. What a day this guy's had. Just sort of like one by one, every couple of minutes, sort of like a perfect flow to the information so far today. I wonder if maybe it's nearing a point where, like, all right, that's it. We got to leave something for the league. Will we take this all the way right. to the end?
Right.
But Bills with a heavy load of night games early, we think. Baltimore here week one, Miami here on a Thursday week three, New England on a Sunday night week five, all at home, at Atlanta on a Monday night week six. One other night game, we think, at Houston on a Thursday week 12. 4:25 games, 3 at home, Chiefs week 9, none as a surprise, Bengals week 14, Philadelphia week 17, very late, post-Christmas for the Eagles visit, also at Pittsburgh in week 13 is reportedly a 4:25 game. That's one that could get moved. I suppose they all can. If, like, one team is bad, yep. They move the schedule around a little bit, but Well, it could go in either direction, I suppose. That's what we've got on the Bills. We've established our week one survivor picks just a minute ago. That's right. Important to do this early.
What did I want to do again? Giants? Is that where I ended
You're
up?
On the Giants, and I am off the
You
Giants.
Are off the Giants. Right. No, I would want to try to go somewhere else. I think the Giants will be like, you know.
Too chalky.
Three quarters or more of the people in your leagues all across the world will land on the Giants looking at that week one schedule. So I might want to try to find something else.
Starting to peek at teams the Bills play, what did they just have like the week before coming off a bye week or anything like that? The Bills bye is, we think, going to be in week 7. I like that. Last year was later. Last couple years, maybe it's been later.
Yeah, I think so. I usually like it as late as possible, as late as allowed by law. Yeah, last year, I can tell you, I can run it down pretty quick. Week 12 was last year. And now I'm bragging about how quickly I can do it. Week, let's see, in 23, it was week 13. 22 earlier week 7 so okay. Same as this year.
Last 2 years, I mean, pretty late.
Yeah,
week 7 more toward the middle. The Chiefs are here week 9. In week 8, the Chiefs play on Monday night against Washington, so they'll have one less day of rest for that game. Houston on the Thursday. Bills coming off a game against Tampa Bay before they go to Houston on the Thursday night. Two Thursday night games, including one at home with the Dolphins week 3. That's Al.
That's right.
He'll be back.
That's right. Prime. Right. Sorry, I'm laughing to myself here because as I was running through that, like clicking on the years on my schedule page, I just clicked 2025 for the hell of it to see if there's anything there. There's not yet. There's not. No. Not surprisingly.
We'll get... The ESPN Sunday night guys at least twice, weeks 1 and 5, Tirico Collinsworth.
NBC Sunday night guys. You said ESPN.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. NBC. Prime with Al week 3.
And Buck and Aikman.
Do not come.
Week 6.
That's away.
They don't come here, right.
They're not scheduled.
But we'll hear them.
Just the one Monday night game, week 6 in Atlanta. We think. Not official. Marcus Mosher, Locked On Cowboys. Not a schedule guy, I think, but we'll get into some different topics with him after the update. Dallas opens Thursday night, season opener at Philadelphia. Not on the Bills schedule. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.